Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anissa, Eliza, and Jess with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. Scientists attribute the 50% rise in whale entanglements along Queensland's coastline this year to a growing whale population swimming closer to shore and into shark net paths. Up from 8 incidents in 2024, there have been 9 entanglement incidents involving 12 whales so far, mostly off the Sunshine Coast, compared to an average of 6 in prior years. Professor Rob Harcourt, a marine ecologist, observed that the peak whale season occurs from late September to early October when humpbacks migrate south to feed in the Antarctic. He said the rise in entanglements probably result from both an ocean circulation that brings whales closer to the coast and population growth, with humpback numbers hitting 50,000 this year.
Caboolture Hospital will review thousands of medical scans amid concerns surrounding its outpatient service. Queensland Health has confirmed that changes made to the hospital's internal processes 2 years ago has led to the medical imaging results of up to 9,000 patients not being properly reviewed by doctors. A spokesperson said an expert clinical team has been set up to review the cases, beginning with the most at-risk patients to ensure any potential risks to patients are addressed swiftly and thoroughly.
In national news, the Queensland government has wiped up to $40 million in COVID fines 4 years after being issued. Over 4,000 infringements were referred to the State Penalties Enforcement Registry during the pandemic, but now 2,160 fines have been written off. The New South Wales government announced last November that it would be repaying and withdrawing tens of thousands of fines that were issued during this pandemic. According to spokesperson for Treasurer David Janetsky, the government determined that 5 years after the pandemic began, it was time to move on and finalise all outstanding matters.
As of today, tens of thousands of registered nurses in Australia will be eligible to begin receiving drug prescriptions training as part of a major public health system change meant to address severe shortages in primary healthcare. Prescriptions for medications were previously limited to medical professionals, dentists, optometrists, nurse practitioners, and certified midwives. While certified midwives and nurse practitioners have additional postgraduate training that permits them to prescribe, registered nurses who usually have a bachelor's degree are not permitted to do so. The Health Ministers of Australia agreed to this change last year in an effort to relieve the strain on overworked general practitioners, especially in rural and isolated areas where it can be difficult to find doctors.
In international news, Israel agrees to the US proposed plans in an attempt to end the war in Gaza, though it remains uncertain whether Hamas will accept the terms. The 20-point peace plan outlines steps including encouraging Palestinians to remain in Gaza, see hostages and prisoners released on both sides, and see the Israeli military end its attacks. The plan also proposes establishing a temporary governing body that would be headed by US President Donald Trump and include former British Prime Minister Tony Blair.
In Brisbane, today it is currently 20 degrees, looking at a maximum of 28. The UV index is expected to reach 8, which is considered very high. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.